It's not toxic. It's not lethal. It's not addictive. I mean, psilocybin is less toxic than table salt. And so there's legitimate science here. The second thing is you don't need to have a psychedelic experience in order to have a benefit from these compounds.
Psilocybin and other psychedelics, but psilocybin has been the main one, is it stimulates neuroplasticity, right? Neuroplasticity being the ability of the brain to actually change.
It's like rocking around in your head. You're trying to build the character that you'll eventually become. And I recognized in psychedelics this ability to evolve me.
It's hard not to feel like there are a lot of things going on in psychedelic therapy that just are not captured by like our sensors and our measurements. And there's an energy in the room that is there that, you know, as a guide, you can feel
all of the physical world vaporized. Nothing at all changed about my consciousness. It stayed just the way it is. It just didn't have a Randy associated with it. And while I was in that state of pure consciousness, what I would describe as my visual field was filled with a wave. It was almost like the surface of an ocean that was colored in a rainbow fabric. And this ocean was undulating. And it was undulating at a very specific pace that after I came out of my journey, I realized that the cadence of that vibration was the sound Om.
Change your environment, changing your behavior becomes possible, but most of us can't just get up and move to another town or another home, at least not without a lot of effort. So we get pulled backwards more than we get pulled forwards into change, I would say. And that's why we need pattern interrupters like vacations and moves and new jobs and psychedelics.
The transcendent experience is, you know, you've let go of everything, and your return from transcendence is very clear, which is the system returned because we can't live transcendently. And gradually the person kind of took back over the system of breathing and eating and thinking and, you know, and feeling, because you were, much to your surprise, perhaps, into the same body that you left. And that is the kind of essence of transcendence, where you fully recognize that your own identity, my Jim Fadiman-ness, is a subset of who I and you really are. And that changes your way of being in the world as no other experience can.
Aspect. Are people ready, even if the science is there, if there's no legal barriers, if there's financial compensation for the practitioner to invest their time into it, are patients ready? And I think the psychedelics area is an interesting one, where there's probably experimentation happening by patients who are at the end of their of the line. They don't have any other options, and they start experimenting with that. So was it the nugget or the noodle that you just shared about the shift in the thinking around this? That's a good indicator that people are considering the validity of some of these psychedelic research, because we published last year in 2020 in the Journal of the Psychology of Consciousness a comprehensive review of the validity of psychedelics in treatment settings, and there's some good data.